Good afternoon. A cold front and an associated trough of low pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere swung through interior New York and New England late at night and during the early morning hours today. In fact, the front is still clearing the eastern seaboard with showers and thunderstorms in easternmost New England, but most, if not all, of the rain is over across interior New York and New England, and a drying trend has commenced. This will be accompanied by increasing sunshine, a nice west-southwest breeze, and the humidity levels will drop throughout the day. With the sunshine, though, temperatures will still manage to reach the upper 70s across the higher terrain and lower to mid-80s in the valleys. High pressure will build in temporarily tonight, keeping skies mostly clear, and lows will be back into the 50s to around 60. As we head into the second half of the weekend, a broad trough of low pressure will begin to become established across the upper Midwest, Great Lakes, and Northeast. Disturbances within this broad trough will cycle through from time to time over the next several days, leading to a rather unsettled and cooler than average weather pattern for the latter stages of June. The result will be mostly dry weather on Sunday, though with a mix of sun and clouds, we do run the risk of a passing shower or thunderstorm as some energy moves through, and high temperatures will be in the upper 70s. More of the same for the early part of the work week, a mix of sun and clouds for both Monday and Tuesday. Both days, we run the risk of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms, certainly not raining the whole time. Temperatures, though, cooler than average in the mid to upper 70s on Monday and staying in the lower to mid 70s on Tuesday. The trough begins to lift out on Wednesday, and it looks like the one completely dry day with a mix of sun and clouds back into the upper 70s. Then as a warm front approaches the region later in the week, we run the risk of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms on Thursday and Friday. Temperatures more seasonable and even above normal in the mid-80s on Thursday and mid to upper 80s on Friday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, post-tropical cyclone Cindy is moving quickly east-northeastward across the mid-Atlantic, and the system is expected to continue to accelerate today while gradually becoming absorbed in a surface front by late afternoon. Farther south, the same front will produce numerous showers and thunderstorms today across portions of the Gulf Coast states and the southeast, with the tail end of the front producing showers and storms across portions of the southwest. These showers and storms could produce heavy rain, and flash flooding is possible. Across the west, high pressure in the mid and upper levels will hold strong through the weekend with generally dry conditions and above-average temperatures. The most anomalous temperatures will be across the Pacific Northwest, where highs are forecast to be 15 to 25 degrees above average. Some locations in the Northwest away from the coast are forecast to exceed 100 degrees. Temperatures will also remain above average in the southwest, and while not the record heat of recent days, highs in that region are expected to be about 5 to 15 degrees above normal. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 126 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 28 at West Yellowstone, Montana, and Yellowstone Lake, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly sunny, upper 80s, Boston, showers and storms, giving way to increasing sunshine in the upper 80s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny and breezy, with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 80 degrees, the average low, 59. The record high, 96, set in 1943, and the record low, 44, in 1932. Sunrise this morning was at 5:18 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:37 p.m., 15 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny with decreasing humidity today and highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, becoming mostly sunny today with decreasing humidity and highs in the mid-80s, mostly clear tonight with lows near 60. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks. Mostly sunny with decreasing humidity today and highs right around 80. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, becoming mostly sunny today with decreasing humidity and highs in the lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with decreasing humidity and highs in the lower to mid 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows near 60. Region-wide for tomorrow and Monday, a mix of sun and clouds with a scattered shower or thunderstorm, upper 70s Sunday, mid to upper 70s on Monday, lower to mid 70s with a scattered shower or thunderstorm on Tuesday, a mix of sun and clouds, upper 70s on Wednesday, and a chance of a shower or thunderstorm both Thursday and Friday, and highs in the mid to upper 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.